I read the following story, Rabbi Isai, of the Ponovoz Roshiva, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, who was famously, he was famous for re-establishing after the whole destruction of the yeshiva in Europe. He re-started the yeshiva in Bnei Brak, famously based on absolutely nothing. People thought he went crazy, literally. And he said, no, in this hill we're going to build the yeshiva, and he did. And it's a fascinating story how it all developed. One particular point. Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman of Shiva, when he went to, he was very busy the last 10, 15 years of his life. When he had re-established, he was very, very busy fundraising. In fact, that was his, most of his time, that's what he was busy doing. He was fundraising for the yeshiva. And at one particular point, he went to Europe to fundraise for Ponovoz Yeshiva, which was actually a very hard task. People were not tuned in to the idea of having a yeshiva, of course, in those days. The 40s, 50s, there was very, 60s, it was very foreign. A foreign idea to have a yeshiva and full-time learning, etc. He went to one particular person in Austria. I understand it was in Austria, in Vienna, a certain individual called Mr. Blumenthal, who was well-known in the Mizrahi Zionistic circles for being a very, very prominent philanthropist, very wealthy person. And he went up to him and he said he won his fundraising for Ponovoz Yeshiva. And he had a very good conversation and the meeting went very, very well. And he spoke to him and he, everything. And this, I think his name was Kurt Blumenfeld. He was very attracted by the idea. He wasn't so attached, but still firm enough to appreciate, value the idea. And he said, you know what, I really like the sound of it. You know, the rekindling of Yiddishkeit and everything, yeshiva. I hear it. I'm thinking of a very, 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 very substantial amount, a really substantial amount. I'm unable to confirm on the spot. I don't like to confirm on the spot. I'm not committing now. Please come to me in 24 hours. Come to me tomorrow, and in Mitzvah, I'll give you that check. Very, very substantial amount. I've now forgotten the amount. It did say in the thing how much the amount was. I've now forgotten a very substantial amount. And the Ponovoz was really excited, and he said, well, that's unbelievable. In 24 hours, I'm going to have that huge amount to be able to, you know, to continue with my work in Ponovoz Yeshiva. And Masa Kodosh Baruch Hu, he goes back next day, he goes back to Mr. Blumenfeld and knocks on the door. Very nice mansion. Mr. Blumenfeld said, yeah, I'll come inside. He said, I know you know, we spoke yesterday, I know, and everything, I know, we finished the meeting, but unfortunately I'm unable to do anything. I can give you chai pound, I can give you, you know, the 18 pounds, but unfortunately I'm unable to give you more. And the Blumenfeld just said, wow, what's going on? What's such a shame? What, unbelievable. He said, I'm sorry, I'm really, really unable. I'm unable to, I can't give you more than that. Yeah, 18 pounds, that's what I can. He said, what happened? Well, yesterday we're talking about such a huge amount. What's going on? He said, no, it's because we had a very good meeting and I was really willing and keen and I was really happy to. But after a couple of hours after you had left, somebody else came from Tel Aviv, from the stadium, make a very, very big stadium. And that attracted me as well. And I had to balance what's better, the yeshiva, the stadium. And eventually he said, you know what, football is really something which is really, really incredibly important. And I decided therefore to give that huge amount which I put aside to invest that into the football. And now I've got not much, I don't have much means anymore to support the yeshiva, so he has 18 pounds, but I wish you, of course, Hatzlocha and Tzad Tishmai, and that's how they left. And that was the end of that huge donation which you had. Blumenfeld.
Bloomfield.
Yeah, that's right. There is still a field today, no?
Yeah.
Bloomfield, it's still there. Right, that's right.
Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Right, it's still there. Adayom Zomed. So what do we see from this story? I think there's quite a few lessons we can take from this story. Most importantly, what I can see from this story is that grab the moment. If you want to do something good, he once wasn't sure, I'll think about it, 24 hours, come back to me tomorrow, etc. No. He missed the opportunity, life's opportunity. Now, his Gan Eden is limited. Of course, it's great, it's nice, everything very good and all that. But his whole, you know, Olam Haba, his whole chesed that he did was towards football stadium. He could have re-established Ponovoz Yeshiva, which I think we all agree that his chos is, you can't even compare.
I think
they're
in Gehenom,
they'll kick him. They'll kick him, I see, yeah. I'm sure they. So we grab the moment. Had he just clapped down and given the money to Ponovitch Yeshiva, he would have been standing in the front, sitting in the front row in Gan Eden for re-establishing Torah in Eretz Yisrael in the 1950s. Instead of that, he has missed an opportunity. He grabbed the moment. Of course, as we are standing in the beginning of Elul, that's the theme. That's the theme, to grab the moment. I want to today look at two very, very interesting. One is a Shlomo Zalman, which I think is hits home, and one is a Shaar Tzion in the halachas of Oichel v'Shoysi v'Sheni B'Sukkah. Let's go straight to business. Seif Beis, gentlemen, Seif Beis, page 206 in our Mishnah Berurah editions. Oichlein, we eat, v'Shoysi when we drink, v'Yesheni when we sleep, B'Sukkah in the Sukkah. Now, with regard to the sleeping, we'll leave this aside for now. There's the Ramah later in Tov Resh Mem, discussing greater detail. I'm leaving out now the sleeping. I'm going to look at the Halachas of Shulchan Aruch, which is Oichel v'Shoysim. Kol Shiv, all 7 days, Bein b'yoy uvein b'laylo, whether by day or by night, we eat, we drink in the Sukkah. Ve'ein yishenim chutz l'sukkah. We do not sleep outside of the Sukkah. Afilu shenas ara, even if it's a temporary little shluf, dozing off, we don't do that outside of the Sukkah. But again, we'll address the halachas of sleeping later. Bezer Hashem. Avol, but mutar le'echol achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. So achilas arai is permitted outside of the Sukkah. So a snack, a small food, is permitted outside of the Sukkah. Achilas arai is permitted outside of the Sukkah. Ve'kamo achilas arai. Let's define what is the permitted amount that you can eat outside of the Sukkah. Kamo achilas arai. Arai really, what does arai literally mean? It's not really a snack. Arai really means, it's really literally means temporary, no? Arai. Temporary, unfixed, like on. Yeah, that's it. So how much is it? Kibetza mipas, which is an egg size of pas, which, by the way, the Mefarshim say we're talking about 40 or 50 grams, so that's the amount of the achilas arai is defined. Mutalishto is mayim, you're allowed to drink water, the yain and wine, velechol pes, to eat unlimited amount of fruit. But if you have a very, very serious amount of fruit, you eat, you go through a whole massive bowl of fruit salad. Afilu kavaleu, chutz l'sukkah, you can do the outside of the sukkah. So what is outside of the sukkah? What is arai? What's fine? Is mayim is fine, wine, yain is fine, peirois, even if kavalein chutz l'sukkah is fine. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues, mishyach miralatzmo v'lo ishtei chutz l'sukkah, if you are stringent on yourself and you want to go more than that, v'lo ishtei chutz l'sukkah v'lo mayim, you don't even drink water outside of the sukkah, so you're really going much more than the requested and required amount. You, even water, you are makbitev in the sukkah. Is a meshubach that is praiseworthy. So do not say, hey, this is a crazy chumrah. Water, I'm going to have water at, you know, outside. What's the point of having it in the sukkah? No. There is a point. It's not a crazy chumrah. This is something which makes sense to be careful to even have water in the sukkah. Even more so, of course, if it's the other items mentioned. If you can have it in the sukkah, that's great. The tavshil also mechamesh zaminim, if it's a food made out of the five types of grain, so that's all the five types of grain. If you have a substantial amount of grain, of wheat, of flour, choshev keva, that's considered a keva, but sukkah, and they don't need sukkah. So what we call, basically, what we say inaccurately, that when you make a mezonos, you go in the sukkah, that's where it comes from, that if you have something chamesh shmini dogon, if you have a substantial amount, you're kaveh suda, you require sukkah. Well, the Ramah continues later is about the sleeping, and I'm not going to address that now. So we have over here a definition of what is arai, what is keva. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkotan base says something very interesting. Sifkotan Yud base, achilas arai. Why is it, says the Mishnah Berurah, that arai is fine outside of the sukkah? Why? Mishnah Berurah asks a question. Why is it that we said that you've got to be in the sukkah for, the Pasuk tells us, B'sukkah, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, you got to be in the sukkah. So why is it that for a snack you can be outside of the sukkah? Why? In other words?
You'd have a snack outside your house.
Exactly.
Would you not have a meal outside your house?
No, not normally. Conventionally, you wouldn't. Exceptionally, you would, but normally, you wouldn't. By default, you wouldn't. As opposed to a snack. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achilas Arei, Dezeh lo yichoshev lechai bebesuk, Kedav bebeisoy, Einizaz, Motzo she'oichel arei chutz lebeisoy. The key point is, and I want to look at this in greater detail, because it's a very interesting point, la'aloche, she'atzin tzer b'yeh. So, a meal, you're always going to, like in the, during the year, a meal you're going to have in the house, a snack, you could have a snack, you could have a snack at work. You could have a snack, where else could you have a snack?
In the car.
In the car, that's right. Yeah, you can have a snack everywhere. You're not going to have a full meal. That you're going to have normally in your house. Similar also in the sukkah, on sukkahs, a meal you're going to have in the sukkah, a snack you can have outside. As an example, the Mishnah continues, V'adin shemuta litoy mezatav shel kama pa'omim, v'afidu livloy achutz the sukkah, if you want to taste food, muta shemuta litoy, to taste the food, kama pa'omim several times, it's okay, it's normal to taste a food. My wife always asks me that. If you want to taste something, you can taste it outside of the sukkah. It's not a problem. You can taste. If you can swallow outside of the sukkah, it's not a problem. If you want to taste something outside of the sukkah, it's not a problem at all. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, very interesting, Abba Yisai. It's a classic of Shlomo Zalman. It's a really, really classic of Shlomo Zalman. And I think it's something to think about. It's a chiddush that Reb Shlomo Zalman is the first one to mention this, but this is what he asks. Rabbi Yisai, Reb Shlomo Zalman says as follows. What would be, so, arai, a snack, you can have outside of the sukkah. Achilas kvar, you mean, what is, if you are just literally, not sukkahs, during the year, you're hungry, and you want to have a little snack. A little snack. What's a little snack? You have a
sandwich.
Yeah, no, I don't want mazonis. Let's not do mazonis.
Piece of fruit.
Not mazonis. Let's not do mazonis.
Fruit.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have a fruit. Now it happens to be you're not far away. You're not in town. You're not at work. You happen to be 1 minute away from home. You're just going to park. You're by the traffic light. You're going to be home in 1 or 2 minutes. Yeah. And now you want to have an apple. You want to have an apple now. Would you make the eights and have the apple now in the car? Or what's more likely?
Wait a minute.
You're going to say, I'm going to eat now in the car like a thing. I'm going to drive home. I'm going to have it at home in 2 minutes. I think that's what most of us would do. You still feel, at the end of the day, you feel more comfortable eating at home than outside. And never mind if you're not in the car. Forget about in the car. If you're just walking, yeah? Say, you want to have an apple? If you're in town, it's one thing, you're going to sit on the side and have the apple. But if you're 2 minutes from home, what are you going to do? You're going to sit on the side and have an apple? You're not. You're going to be home in 2 minutes. You're going to be home in 2 minutes. Of course you're going to wait till you're home. Therefore, what comes out from that svara? What's a pshlem? Pshlem is established that svara. And therefore what?
If you've got the potential to eat in a sukkah, take the opportunity.
Exactly. Pshlem Zaman said even more, a little bit more extreme than what you're saying. You're saying it very gently. Pshlem Zaman said it a bit more. Pshlem Zaman says, if you are just like when you're 2 minutes from home, you'd make the shahakol at home. You'd have the fruit at home. You'd have the cup of water at home rather than having it on the street because you're 2 minutes away. Similarly, also, Pshlem Zaman suggests, and he suggested quite powerfully, if you're 1 or 2 minutes away from the sukkah, would it not make sense to say that you should go to the... He says that praiseworthy, it's anyway praiseworthy to go to the sukkah. But the point is, like, the whole idea is to put the sukkah in as if it's your permanent house. The sukkah is teshukah in to do. The sukkah is your dira, the sukkah is your dwelling place. So just like at home, you would go home and eat that apple at home if you're 2 minutes away. So Shlomo Zalman also, if you're 2 minutes away, you should jolly well eat that fruit in the sukkah.
So he's looking at each achila separately. I didn't understand it. They're looking at a temporary achila. It doesn't require a sukkah. Doesn't matter if.
Yeah, so he's looking at more.
Could,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, that's his chiddush. That's right. Yeah, the argument against. Yeah. So you are saying the argument against Rav Shlomo Zalman Svara. You're saying you're looking at all the achilas. Are you putting in the same book?
That's how I understand.
Yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. Why do you? If this would be during the year, you would make sure with this particular food, you'd go into the house and eat it. So now you take this particular food and you make sure to eat in the sukkah. It's a very interesting svara. It's certainly not, I think that it's true to say, it's a brilliant svara. I think it's a brilliant svara. It's a classic of Shlomo Zalman. It's a classic because it brings home the teshuva kein todur. But I think it's true to say that it's not Dominic. And I don't think that anybody before of Shlomo Zalman thought of that. So it's not mentioned in the earlier poskim. What are your thoughts on this, Abba Yisai? It's a very, very big Kiddush.
And yeah. You're going to have fruit snack. Someone brings out a plate of fruit snacks. And you're. Would you go to sukkah?
Yes, yeah, so I'm down. Yeah, so.
You would have had the garden up in the.
Yeah, you have a
bit of. Ah, I hear.
Right there. If you're in the middle of a game, you just.
Someone brings it up in the year, you wouldn't necessarily go inside the house. Though. Yeah, so you're right. In this particular scenario, according to this scenario, you would have it outside. So fine, shine, so you have it outside. But what if you're having a cup, you want to have a cup of water? You want to have a cup of water, you normally go into the house to have a cup of water. If you do.
Come out with chumra.
Very, very big chumra. Very big chumra.
I'm not going to go out the house to eat.
Yeah.
If I can help it.
Yeah. So it's a very big chumra, but this is what the Shlomo Zalman holds. What is the kula? I don't know.
The Lubavitch is very machmir about this.
You what? Will,
they went. Yitzhak won't go to arrive with me on.
Oh really?
Chumra because he won't drink. Won't drink
really?
He won't go running.
Really?
Because he won't go running.
Really?
Because he won't drink. This is very boring.
Really?
What about sleeping?
They're not
really. That's very interesting.
Which is Mekadin.
You got it.
It's more Meferish and Mekadin to sleep in the sukkah than it is.
Yeah,
I'm
with you. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
So that's the example.
Yeah.
You can't do everything, right?
Yeah. So this is point number one, Shlomo Zalman Abayisai, which I feel is something which is really something to consider, but it's true to say. What I find very striking about this is that this is such a brilliant svara, such a poshto svara, that why is it that Shlomo Zalman in the 1980s, probably, yeah, or 1970s, 1980s, was the first one to think of this svara, surely. It's hundreds and hundreds of Yidden, hundreds of years that Yidden were in that scenario, and nobody ever brought that particular svara. So it sounds like it's a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, which wasn't brought down earlier. Right. Now,
the Mishnah in
Sukkah is okay outside, absolutely. Yeah, nobody says there, if you're just round a corner from the sukkah, go to the sukkah because that's what you do with your normal house. Nobody says that. Yeah, only Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. Now the Mishnah in Sifkot Yud Gimel of it is a very, very important Sharet Tzion. So in Sifkot Yud Gimel, it says as follows. So I'm in Sifkot Yud Gimel, first wine, land in our editions. Hatam. Why is it that you can eat all the other fruits, they are considered arai, you can eat them outside of sukkah. Hatam. The achilas peiros, the reason for that is, the achilas peiros, the eating of fruit. And filo harbe, even if you have lots and lots of fruit, you have a massive bowl of fruit salad. Bekvius. Properly, choshev rak achilas aray de pas. It's not a proper when you're eating fruit. That's not considered a proper meal. Nobody will have a full meal just out of fruit. V'adin achilas boso v'dogim v'gvino v'shamin emaychel chshuvim keperel da shulchanoch. When it comes to meat, fish, cheese, all these kinds of food, it's not a proper meal according to shulchanoch. V'loich me besoiv rak betavshus mechamish. Meaning the only instance that you really got to eat in the sukkah, make a din, it's something which is made out of chamesh min dogon that you traditionally would either make a moitzi or mezonis. Right. Now this is a discussion about wine. I want to leave out the discussion of wine for when it comes to Havdalah. We leave that, but well, we can just mention now perhaps that wine requires sukkah as well. So if you want to have a cup of wine, you got to be in the sukkah as well. Now, we don't have so much wine normally.
I thought the previous sif said the wine might.
Yeah, so if it's chosh, yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch's words is, you're right, yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The the yeah, the Mishavu is machmir when it comes to wine. Yeah, yeah, that's the Ramah. Yeah, so we'll get to the wine. I want to speak about wine when it comes to Abdullah. Yeah, very good. Okay, so what does he mean when he says Shulchan Aruch's words is oichnu v'shoisim v'sheni besukkah, eat and drink? So what is the drinking talking about? What is the drinking talking about? It's good, good. Yeah, and according to Shulchan Aruch, you can have water and wine, everything outside of the sukkah. So I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is very good question. It's very well, the way you phrase the question is really good. The very good. So the Shaitzin brings over here, and this is, I think, is not so well known, and this is a, comes out with an incredibly relevant halacha lemaisa point over here. He says as follows: when imagine a person person washes and he has amotzi, he has a full meal and he eats in the sukkah. Now, in the middle of a meal, he wants to have not the cook which is on the table in the sukkah, rather he wants to have a bit of what's that?
Wine.
Yeah, he wants to, yeah. So, well, let's say what he wants to have a bit. You know, he wants to have a cup of water. He wants to have a cup of water. And now he's in the middle of the meal. He's in the middle of the meal, and he's going inside the house to have a cup of water. Can he do that? Yes or no? A cup of water. Why not? A cup of water. It's too much schlep to schlep the water and everything.
Well, you mean he'll make a separate bracha?
No, let's say it doesn't need a special bracha. Very good. So here comes the Shaltzian, and he tells us, and he says that whatever, and the Svara, I think we can understand very well. The point is that if you're in the middle of a meal, then whatever you can have in the middle of the meal, everything you're eating now is part of the meal. Just like you understand Shulchan Aruch's words, very nice to have you, like, once you have a meal, the entire meal must be in the sukkah. Don't say this is pas, chamish min dogon. Yeah, this you eat in the sukkah, and this is shakol in theory, and I can eat this in the sukkah. I can sit in the house. This is fruit. I can eat this in the house. No, you cannot have the dessert. Don't tell me the dessert now, which is hoetz. Yeah, I can go and eat that in the house. No, I cannot. It doesn't make a difference in terms of the bracha per se, because the point is you're now in the middle of a meal, and the entire meal must be eaten in the sukkah. Oichlem v'shoisin. It's not a bracha. It's not, you don't look individually at every food item or bracha it requires. Look at the Shaitzin. He leaves a little bit of the tzorich in, but this is how it's ongenomen in the poskim. In Shaitzin, Tzivkon Choftes, Epshtal, Fize, Av Maim b'soich asude, en kedalish l'schutz l'sukkah v'tzorich in. It is, I said, I think even water, he says, even water that I'm eating in the middle of a meal must be eaten in the sukkah. I'll tell you why it's very relevant as well. I'll tell you, if you're in the middle of a meal, and in sukkah, you're trying to bring things in and out, what is very likely to happen, and it's very relevant to the Shaitzian. And I'm very conscious of that. And if you're not conscious of it, you could forget, you could make it an easy mistake. The chewing.
I always thought amotzi was a problem, the bread was a problem, but other things not.
Yeah, so let's start with the bread. So certainly when it comes to the bread, when you're chewing and you are in the, yeah, if you're getting up and you're trying to bring things in or out, whatever, trying to be helpful or whatever, and you're going in and out, so that is the chayim ikir adin. As long as you're chewing and you are eating, you certainly cannot go into the house and swallow and finish off the eating in the house. You can't. But it looks like, according to what we are learning now, it's much more than that as well. It's even if you are eating the leftovers and you're swallowing something or you're drinking something, whatever it is, and you're still in the process of eating, and you are stepping from the sukkah into the house, l'chayri must ensure, according to the Shaitzin over here, that all the swallowing must be taking place in the sukkah, not after, because it's part of the meal. Everything which is part of the meal must be in the sukkah.
Is that different to the...
And I think that a person is very conscious of that, because without that, you're quickly running in and out and whatever, and you know, the kids and everything. So it can easily happen that you do a bit of swallowing, or you do a bit of eating or gnashing, whatever it is, outside of the sukkah. And if this is... if it's part of the meal, one has to ensure oichle b'shoisim
b'sukkah. That's how the Shinui Makom needs a new bracha. Is that any different to the rest of the year? If I'm having my meal in my dining room, and now I've taken the dish, I've taken this, that course is finished, I'm taking the dishes into the kitchen. Now I want to just chapa.
So you're saying in terms of Shinui, you want to eat, you want to finish it, you want to eat a bit more,
yeah, you want to finish. Yeah, the filter fish meal, let's say the mashallah,
yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah, so we're saying now.
I'm just thinking a little bit.
Yes, yeah, so basically we're saying now, never mind the brochas. No, we're not going into the brochas, just in terms of Hilchas Sukkah. In Hilchas Shiva Sukkah, this would be a problem.
No, but what about the rest of the year? I'm asking.
The rest of the year?
That
depends on the circumstance. Normally, that kind of Shinu Mokum wouldn't require a new brocha, normally. Normally, if it's visible, whatever. So that's what the Mishnah says over here. The Shaitzian, again, the words of Shaitzian, Evsha is Mesupik. He's not 100% convinced, but the Evsha, the Fize, Afmayim, Besoy Chasuda, even, you know, let me start the line before that. Every drinking comes normally with food. Mishmuel seems to be saying that even the drinking of water in the middle of a meal must be taking place in the sukkah. Pardon? I don't know if it's a machmir opinion, but I think this is something that people are sometimes not so careful about. Yeah. I think that's, yeah. I want to mention also the end of the Mishnah Berurah called Tezvav. The Mishnah Berurah mentions here, V'iskimu kam achroinim denochil ahachmim elechol basa v'dogim v'gvina chutz l'sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the name of the achroinim. It is right and proper to be stringent, to ensure to eat basa v'dogim v'gvina, meat, fish, and cheeses should not be eaten outside of the sukkah. He said, "Dafka bekviyas," as if you're having a substantial amount. But shloi bekviyas and ach meklal, if you only have a little bit. He says it seems to be there's room for leniency.
Because that's sometimes a meal.
Yeah. I suppose that's the rationale. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It is true what you're saying, that a lot of people take this stringency very, very far, but about not even water, etc. Mishnah Berurah it says Tovalav Bracha, but it doesn't go that extreme. It doesn't go that extreme because it's Teishu Ken to do. Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned the incredibly important Seif of Oichlen V'Shoisim V'Sheinim B'Sukkah. As mentioned, the sleeping we're going to be discussing tomorrow, Mitzvah. So the eating and drinking, all 7 days have to be in the sukkah, by day, by night. We learned that that Achilas Kva has to be in the sukkah, Achilas Ara may be outside of the sukkah. Examples given is drinking and fruit, which even a substantial amount of fruit can be eaten outside of the sukkah. However, it is proper to be stringent, or it is praiseworthy to be stringent. In terms of kva, anything which is made out of mezoinus, chamish mini dogon is considered, if you have a substantial amount, that's considered kva, and you must in the sukkah. But again, there's room for stringency, even for water. The two additional points that we mentioned, one was that the Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, that if you're near the sukkah, you're going to go into the sukkah, because that's what you do with regards to your house as well. If you want to have a cup of water outside of your house, you're going to go into the house to have the cup of water. Similarly, also when it comes to the sukkah, if you're right next to the sukkah and it's very convenient, very easy, you would go into the sukkah because that's what you do with your house. That's the Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, and I'm mentioning it's a chiddush. It's not brought in earlier poskim. And the other point which we explored was the Shaitzian that emphasized that everything which is in the meal requires to be eaten in the sukkah. So don't look at every food item individually, but rather look at the full meal, and everything which is part of the meal requires to be eaten in the sukkah. Okay, we'll carry on with Shem with them all tomorrow evening. Okay, I wish you a very good evening. Good Chodesh.